for the audit committee, please.
Chair Wolf?
Here.
Director Banks? Director Roth?
Here.
Director Towns?
Here.
Okay. You have form?
Thank you very much. As you know, I'm an audit junkie, so what we're going to do today is look at the audit plan for the upcoming 2 years. We're also going to hold a special audit committee meeting at another time because we had a truncated board meeting, as you remember, last month, and we want to go over the findings from the audit that we had received over the last year. So anybody who's interested in attending that is welcome to attend it, and Trenise is going to find a date and we'll get a time out, but that will happen before the next board meeting, so we were not going to take time today to go through those audits. What we will be doing, however, is looking at the audit plan. Also, as you know, this is the way we make sure that we keep track of the processes and procedures that are in place to monitor the work of the tollway, as well as actually look at what the audit outcomes are. So it's really, the plan is intended to look at two different aspects of the way that we monitor the work of the tollway. So we're going to be able to do that in the next couple of minutes. So let's start with the approval of the minutes. May I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in, any questions on the minutes or any concerns? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the minutes are approved. So, Ariana, did you want to do any additional setup on this, Christie?
No, we work closely with internal audit to create these plans, and Ariana has been doing an excellent job of, still have a vacancy in our chief internal auditor position, and Ariana has been doing an excellent job of filling in those responsibilities, kind of leading the division for us. So, with no further ado,
thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Fiscal Control Internal Audit Act requires that internal audit department prepares every year a 2 year audit plan. As the chair mentioned, we are presenting today 2011-2012 audit plan. When internal audit works to prepare the 2 year audit plan, we make sure that we review and include in the plan any requirements, as I said, by Fiscal Controller Internal Audit Act and State Internal Audit Advisory Board. In addition of that, internal audit during the process of preparing the annual plan meet with tollway management to obtain any concern that they may have in their department or in tollway in general, or if they don't have any concern, we ask them if they want us to look at any area so they can feel confident that the fiscal and administrative control that they have in place are properly. So how can I go back to this? Mike, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know. Okay, I think I know. I don't know.
Back one more.
One more. We do perform risk assessment as well. We include an audit plan, vendor audits, compliance, or financial. We make sure to include in our plan any issues or any potential issues that we have noted during the our reviews and any open assignments that we had from the previous year. We also make sure to have sufficient available audit hours for any requests from the management, and the 2011 audit plan has 21% available audit hours that we may use for any additional requests from the management. We have mentioned a list of requirements from Fiscal Internal Control Audit Act and State Internal Audit Advisory Board that we definitely make sure to include in our audit plan. And it starts with 2 year audit plan for sure that we should have, cycle audits, special audits, system pre-implementation certification letter. Cycle audits, I just want to mention because it sounds like a weird name, are 10 audits that need to be done that covers mostly the majority of the areas of every organization, and they are supposed to be done at least every other year. That's why they are called cycle audits. And we have a list of those audits in one of the slides in this presentation. One up. Okay. we have even the list of state internal audit advisory board requirements, which should be maybe slide number 5. Okay. State internal audit advisory board requires that every internal audit function perform every 5 years of quality assurance, which should be accepted by the board, by state internal audit advisory board. They do require that every department performs frequently a quality assurance review, and this quality assurance review should be performed if internal audit standards change or there is a significant change in audit personnel. In the same time, they require that every auditor maintain a certain number of credit professional education hours every year or every other year. Can you go to slide 3, please? Sorry.
So just, and this is my fault, I'm sorry that we changed these slides around. I asked Ariana to talk about what were the required things that we have to do. So those last two slides show the things that we absolutely have to do as part of the state and sort of national audit requirements.
And when is the five-year coming up on the state internal audit advisory board? For the total, you said every 5 years.
Yes.
When will it be up for the total?
We were supposed to have one in 2007, but at that time internal audit was just created, so we had the 2007 in 2009. So this year, maximum next year, we are supposed to have the next one.
Okay.
Because state internal audit advisory board considered the 2009 quality assurance as what we have to do in 2005.
Okay. Thank you.
Demonstrating that even auditors can't count.
It's not a five-year audit, it's a three-year
No, it'll be backdated.
Yeah.
It'll be audited, and then you'll never figure out where you are.
I've seen those audits.
Here is the list of the 10 cycle audits which are applicable to the tollway. That we definitely make sure to be included in our audit plan, and we perform those at least every other year. One of the items here is petty cash. The last audit on that was done in 2006. The state controller's office does not require petty cash audit if the total annual disbursement is below $5,000. In 2011, with the request of the executive director, we are going to perform a petty cash audit.
Can you talk a little bit about where petty cash actually functions within the agency? I mean, this doesn't have to do with the money room and what comes out of the toll.
No. Mike, do you want to speak to petty cash?
We have, for the central administration, of petty cash managed out of finance, or people need to make a very small purchase of office supplies or something that's needed immediately, that they can fund that. We can finance that with cash. Seek reimbursement through the account.
So basically what you're auditing is what the requests are, and that you've got the reimbursement done correctly, and
the appropriate documentation.
Document the expenditures.
Balances and everything. And there hadn't been petty cash audit for some time, so we thought that it was appropriate to do it, even though we're not required to. So we'll see what happens. I don't necessarily have any reason to believe that there's an issue, but I just think it's a good practice to do it, even if we're not required to occasionally.
And at this time, TOE has around 20 petty cash, but in small amounts, 50 is maximum each.
And I assume these are all announced and scheduled times for these to be performed, or do you show up?
We do notify the department when we are performing an audit, because we request any procedures they may have and any contact person that we work with.
But there are some, I think Ariana mentioned, that allocation of hours on an annual basis that we don't allocate at the beginning of the year, that, always there's, cooperation with the unit that operates whatever we intend to audit, but we do, request audits. I shouldn't say random, but if we think, or if I think and identify that there's an issue, or would like to find out more about a process, we can, kind of spontaneously request an audit. There's an allocation for that of available hours.
And
been helpful to us, certainly.
And it will be sometimes when we do just show up, like if there's a cash audit in a money room or a petty cash, you could go and audit a certain one. We do not notify the customer given that we are showing up to do a cash audit. Here is a summary of 2011 audit plan that we have presented in five major groups. The first two groups are requirement from the Fiscal Internal Control Audit Act and the State Internal Audit Advisory Board. The other group is internal audit and compliance, when mostly are items that we have performed a risk assessment on those. Internal audit and special project, when we have more hours available, are audits that come as a result of management requests. Then, and the last group is external audit and compliance, which we include their general audits. Do you have any question on this slide?
But how, I mean, you say on the hours of time versus the hours available?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at hours of time, we have assigned an audit already.
Okay, so you already have.
Since the first two groups, they are mostly cycle audit and system implementation, they are what we
and
are
these are all internal, we have our own internal audit department.
Right, yeah. Right. So this is separate from the audits that the state
they
auditor
are.
General
comes
does and comes in and performs, and that you've received presentations on for. These are at our
in our internal
and,
audit.
You know, I find them frankly helpful in identifying any issues. So
it's a good process.
Yeah.
You can have process and procedures, and then if you don't know if anybody's following them,
that's the right.
And I guess I was going to ask the question of the relationship between the external and the internal. So we have findings from the external, are the follow-up on those findings included in our internal, or do you deal with those separately?
We do perform follow-up on external, and it is part of the certification letter, one of the requirements of fiscal internal control, fiscal fisher requirements. If you go to slide number three, it is certification to the Auditor General by the Executive Director. Internal audit assists with that process, and we perform follow-up in every finding at the tollway, external findings or internal findings.
So back on slide six, would those follow-ups be included someplace in these hours?
Yes.
How does that work?
They are. Yeah. So is that additional vehicle cycle audit another requirement?
Okay.
And the external audit and compliance?
Vendor audit.
What vendor audit? Okay.
And the other slide is 2012 audit plan with the same groups and categories. And in the same thing, we have assigned hours for system pre-implementation, cycle audit, internal audit and compliance, and we have more hours available for special project and vendor audit.
Questions on that?
Yeah.
I note the footnote down here about the current open positions. I know you've been recruiting for a chief and
we've been advertising and received, I think, a lot of interested candidates, and we're going through, the interview process. The interview process now. So we're, of course, think that Ariana's been doing an excellent job. We've got a great internal audit unit, but we are still recruiting a chief for the division.
So you don't have to do all these hours all by yourself. We hope.
She's been doing a lot of work. That's for sure.
Any other questions?
No.
Comments? Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, that's great.
Thank you. So, as I mentioned, we will be scheduling a regular audit committee and going through the other audits. I think we need a
vote on the committee on the approval of the plan. So may I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion?
I would suggest that it's been very thoughtful in terms of how it's been put together, and I mean, you see audit plans kind of regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, there aren't always a lot of questions, but it is it does contain a very thoughtful process in terms of how it's been allocated. And it appears there's sufficient hours to handle those special needs that might arise from time to time. And I think it's important to note that those are there and available, and that they can be used in an appropriate time and way. So,
if the full 20% of the, I should have asked you when you were up there, the full 20% of the discretionary time is not used, do you start on the 12th plan early, or how does that work? Or do we always use the 20%?
we
use more than the 20%. Okay. I should have known the answer to that question.
Okay. Right. Ariana wishes she could get an early start on the 12th. Okay. But we have. Would we have the ability to... If for some reason we decided to not pursue anything other than the cycle audit, could we start early on the 2012 item?
Especially the cycle audit, because they are at least every
2 years. So we could start early if we wanted to.
Okay. Is there any further discussion or any other questions? Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion is approved. Motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All in favor? All opposed?